Here they sat on wooden benches, while Gandalf began his tale, and Bilbo swung his dangling legs and looked at the flowers in the garden, wondering what their names could be, as he had never seen half of them before.
"I was coming over the mountains with a friend or two," said the wizard.
"Or two? I can see one, and a little one at that," said Bjorn.
"Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't like to bother you with a lot of us until I found out if you were busy. I'll give a call, if I may."
"Go on, call away."
So Gandalf gave a long, shrill whistle, and presently Thorin and Dori came round the house by the garden path and stood bowing low before them.
"One or three are meant, I see," said Bjorn. "But these aren't hobbits, they're dwarves." "Thorin Oakenshield, at your service."
"Dori, at your service," said the two dwarves, bowing again.
"I don't need your service, thank you," said Bjorn, "but I expect you need mine. I'm not over fond of dwarves, but if it's true, and you are Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thror, I believe, and that your companion is respectable, and that you are enemies of goblins and are not up to any mischief in my lands, what are you up to, by the way?"
"They are on their way to visit the land of their fathers, away east beyond Mirkwood," put in Gandalf. "And it is entirely an accident that we are in your lands at all. We were crossing by the high pass that should have brought us to the road that lies to the south of your country, when we were attacked by the evil goblins, as I was about to tell you."
"Go on telling, then," said Bjorn, who was never very polite.
"There was a terrible storm. The stone giants were out hurling rocks, and at the head of the pass we took refuge in a cave, the hobbit and I and several of our companions."
"Do you call two several?"
"Well, no. As a matter of fact, there were more than two."
"What are they? Killed? Eaten? Gone home?"
"Well, no. They don't seem all to have come when I whistled. Shy, I expect. You see, we're very much afraid that we're rather a lot for you to entertain."
"Go on, whistle again. I'm in for a party, it seems, and one or two won't make much more difference," growled Bjorn.
Gandalf whistled again, but Nori and Ori were there almost before he had stopped, for, if you remember, Gandalf had told them to come in pairs every 5 minutes.
"Hullo," said Bjorn. "You came pretty quick. Where were you hiding? Come on, my jack-in-the-boxes."
"Dori, at your service,"